good evening, everyone, from BBS Studios in Los Angeles. And I want to say hello, everyone, in the San Francisco Bay Area and all over. We're on the air. This is our third show on LA, or actually, BBS Radio. And tonight we're going to have a special psychic, a friend of mine. She's one of the best-known psychics in America, Shannon Lesner. And then next week we're going to have a reverend who does about prophecy, Tania will be on. So she'll be on next week. She's going to do a whole hour, so you guys could call in then. Anyway, let me give out the phone numbers from BBS Radio. The toll-free number is 323-744-4831. And the other number is 1-888-627-6008. So you can call those numbers. And we got a nice review last week from the Chronicle. Wrote about us, so it was real nice. Anyway, I want to see if Shannon's on his way. And we got a special guest for Shannon. And anyway, let me give you some of the news items today. Today is October 12, 2018. It is Friday. And as I told everyone, we have now 180 radio outlets that are following the show out of San Francisco. And you can email us at cdatzker, D-A-T-Z-K-E-R, at yahoo.com. Twitter, cdatzker123, at twitter.com. And we're going to have the other ones next week. We're redoing our name and a few of them. Then we got brand new music, new radio station, new situation. And like I said, LA Talk Radio, boring radio. We're beating them, and we expect to do a lot of good things. And we're like the revolution happening right now. Anyway, please call us. Like I said, I gave the numbers. And we did an ad. They said, why be bored with LA boring radio when you can light up a year with us at BBS? We're the revolution. Anyway, we're very happy with the listeners. And please call in. And one other thing I was going to mention is we have some news items. We have the Pennsylvania governor. Kennedy threatens to hit his opponent in the face. So that should be interesting to see what happens. And the guy's down in the polls. So we'll see what happens on that. And then Trump's wife, Melania, says she don't care if he has affairs. So, okay. So you heard it on ABC News. They did a program on it, and she don't care if he has affairs. And then we're going to do our Hollywood gossip stuff later. We have a little Hollywood gossip, which we have. We talk about Bill Cosby, that he really doesn't like prison. So anyway, that's the story with that. Okay. All right. So Shannon's going to call us at 8:15, and she'll be calling us in. And a special treat tonight, my sister's going to come on the line. So it'll be kind of fun. Sounds like we're in a big studio, right? Well, actually, we are. A big studio. You know, so anyway, that's the story. By the way, Bill Cosby, they say in the Globe, Coward Cosby's prison hell. So we'll talk about that. Matthew Broderick had a fatal car crash. Kate and Megan's vicious cat fight with Fergie's daughters. In fact, there was a wedding on TV today. It was Fergie's daughter's wedding. So it was very interesting from England. They only spent about $8 million, that's all. And then Michael Jackson news. Michael Jackson's estate is releasing his new album coming out. It's going to be everything that he has not released, and it's going to be coming out in a month. And then we had some other news about, remember Dee from What's Happening? Well, she had a brain disorder, and we're going to talk about more. She was in a coma. She said, you're in trouble. That was her big line. Anyway, she's recovering. She's in the hospital. See, my sister, see, I have every article I do about Dee. Another thing, we've mentioned about Cher. Some claim Cher's house was used as a drug raid in Malibu, and some people say it hasn't. So we'll get to the truth. We're going to have an author on next week, talk about Cher and her life. And then Paul McCartney was on one of the shows, and he can't recall a lot of the Beatles numbers. You know, their hit songs. He has to take days to list it in his head. So it's very interesting. Anyway, we're waiting for Shannon, and I think Shannon's going to be on the phone. And Shannon survived a lot of stuff last year. She was involved in the Vegas shooting where she got shot attending the concert. So she'll talk about that, what they have offered her, and it should be interesting what happened. You know, I'm in a quiet room somewhere in Los Angeles. And, I was going to say some other things. Tracy Lynn Cowan, my former co-host, she's doing really well. We're going to be on her show. She's going to film us live, not next Friday, but the Friday after that, and we're going to be on her show. And her show, she's going to talk about what we're doing nowadays. She used to be my co-host on the Mysterious LA Talk Radio, which we're, thank God, we're out of there. Anyway, Shannon, we're waiting. It should be another 8 minutes. She'll be calling us in. And we have some UFO news. We're going to talk about there was a UFO last night in Fresno, and people were very scared of what it was. And then they had a UFO in South Africa that was very dark. And then they had a blue and gray UFO spotted in London, England. So we'll talk about that with Ken Pfeiffer, who's our UFO expert, and he'll be coming on after Shannon. So anyway, let me give our phone numbers once again. It is 323-744-4831, and then the other number is 1-888-627-6008. And there are toll-free numbers from all over the world, from Bangor, Maine, to Canada, to Montreal, Canada, to Europe, Paris. You can all call us on that number. All right. I hope everyone's having a nice Friday. It's the start of the weekend. They say it's going to rain out here in L.A. You can tell because the weather's starting to get cooler. And I think San Francisco had a cool day yesterday. And we're having the same thing in L.A., very cool day. It's time for hot chocolate and marshmallows. Anyway, so with that in mind, yeah, come into our show. We're going to have a lot of things happening. 3 weeks from now, we're going to talk about the new Farmer's Almanac. We're going to talk about the authors of that. And then after that, we're going to gear up for Halloween. And we may do our show where it's in negotiation, but we may do it at a bar called Haunted. So we may do it over there. We did it last year. We did it at a restaurant. It was really cool. And all the people that appeared on dressed up as some celebrity. So it was fun. And anyway, with that in mind, please call us again, 323-744-4831 or 1-888-627-6008. All right? So with that, I think we're at almost at 8:10. I'll have Shannon call us. Anyway, other than that in the news, I was going to mention that we're going to also talk about with the Pope. I think the Pope fired two more priests, and there's a lot of stuff coming from the Vatican. There's two other priests are going to be fired. All right, so Shannon, we're waiting for you. So Shannon will be on the air pretty soon, and we'll have her on. All right. And you could call us 323-744-4831 or 1-888-627-6008. All right. And I think it's almost that time. It's 6:10 or 8:10 rather. And we're happy also Bernadette launched her new show on BBS. And Bernadette used to come on my show a lot. And I heard she did very well. So if Bernadette's out there, you can call in, and we'd love to hear about the results of the show. Okay, other than that, we're going to move on to get our guests. And, you know, in radio, It may seem 5 minutes, but it may seem 2 hours till you get your guest. Anyway, Shannon will be on her way for us. She's going to call us. And then she's coming over in a month. We're going to have Shannon come over in a month. So it should be very interesting at that. So, like I said, we're going to do our Halloween show. I'll let you know where I'll be. And we're still negotiating on a couple places, a place called Haunted in Calabasas. And then another one we're talking to is in Chatsworth. It's a Mexican bar, and they want us to come over there. So either one will be fine, and we're interested in that, whichever one we can get. So yeah, please join us. And one other thing someone asked me about, are we going to be on Blog Radio? Yes, we are. We're going to soon be on Blog Radio in the next couple of months. My show will be going to Blog Radio, and which will be good for all of us. It's another outlet. I have 180 stations now, along with BBS, and I have, with Blog Radio, I'll have another 200. So that's pretty nice for a one-hour show on BBS. And by the way, BBS is coming out with some new shows, and we have a brand new theme. Do you guys like it? Do you think it's good, or is it bad? We're going to have, from Poison, he's going to do our new theme for the show. So we're working on that to happen. So it'll be an interesting theme in the next couple of weeks. And we read you a little about the news, and it was crazy about Kanye. You know, Kanye is like a five-year-old, and I don't know why people buy into him. And the Trump thing was a weird thing. It was almost like midget wrestling. The only thing, they didn't have the midgets in the ring, but Trump showed he's not presidential, and he was going on and on with Kanye, and Kanye's a nut. So I don't know why Kardashian stays married to him. He's really nuts, to say the least. And they have the news conference, and I don't think a lot of people in the media didn't think Kanye was out of his mind. And, you know, he's coming on the show talking about equal rights, and then he says we should have slavery, go back to slavery. He's crazy. So I would take what he says with a grain of salt. Anyway, Shannon will be up in 2 minutes. And if you have a call for Shannon, give her your birth date and other things that can help her, and she'll tell you what's going on with yourself. She'll be on in the next minute, you know, on our show. If you want to call in, 323-744-4831. And Shannon's been with me and my show for the last 7 years, and she's helped us quite a bit, and we've had some new callers from Shannon. So we appreciate what she has done for our show. And then my show will be actually, and we were on LA Talk, we would have been there for 10 years, but my show and radio in general will be 10 years next year. So I'll let you know in May. We don't know where we're going to have it, but we may be on Blog Radio along with BBS. So that's all I have to say. We're just waiting for the phone. And, you know, we're about 30 seconds from Shannon, and I hope everyone's doing good. And, I want to do a commercial break. I have a second. I just bought a brand-new car from a place called Crazy Car Deal, and I couldn't believe he delivered the car within a week, and he got me a brand-new car. And you ask for Gabriel. Gabriel will come out to you. He will get you the car that you need. So he's pretty good. And Gabriel's number is 562-673-6949. Okay, we got Shannon. Shannon's going to be on the phone. I'll give her Shannon.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Shannon?
Oh, I'm doing amazingly. I'm enjoying this rain. How about you?
Oh, I love it when it rains because I got tomato plants outside. So I'm glad it rained. Woo-hoo. Anyway, I got a surprise guest for you. I told my sister survived Vegas. She got shot in Vegas. And it was a crazy, crazy thing that happened. You got shot in Vegas attending that concert. Now, what has happened?
Yes, since... it did.
What was that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, I did.
You did. And what happened? You had a year. You all had a reunion?
Yes. Last week we went. Yes, on the 1st, we went to Vegas for the year reunion, and all the survivors got together on the site, and we formed a human chain around the event site.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, we're going to go to Vegas. Well, I'll go with you again because I think it'd be nice to, you know, pray for all those people that died and all the people that are like yourself that survived. Anyway, I got a special guest for you in a second. Shannon, by the way, is available. What's your phone number if people want to call you?
310-503-9380.
And then you have a website.
Yes, shannonleischner.com. shannonleischner.com.
Okay. Anyway, we're live on the air, and I got my sister calling in. She's with me nearby, and she's got some questions for you. Go ahead.
Wonderful.
Hi, I was wondering if you could read me.
Okay, do you have any questions?
About my mom.
Okay. Is there anything specific that you want to know? Like, I mean, you don't have to tell me what, but is there something that you would like me to give you? Because I know that your mom passed, because I know about Cameron and everything. So what is it that you'd like to know?
Well, I want to know if she sees everything that's going on now.
Yes, actually, Cameron and I have talked about this before. And she is, and she's really disappointed, but it's almost like she expected it a little bit because she started to see how things were unfolding. But she has been kind of upset about, you know, what's been going on, but she's also going through her process, so she's seeing the bigger picture. And so even though her human side is still connecting with you guys and being upset about the situation, her spiritual side is seeing, okay, this is going to turn out, for me, it feels like it's going to turn out in a better way, even though, you know, there's going to be a positive outcome, even though it's such a negative situation.
Right. Okay. And then what does she think about her house? What's going to go on with her house?
Now, are you guys selling it, or is there something going on with money? It feels like there's something happening with money.
Right, right. So we want to know, does she feel that it's going to stay with me, or are we going to sell it? What does she feel?
Well, she said something about selling it. So I don't know if there's going to, and it almost feels to me like it's going to be a forced thing. It feels to me almost like a forced sale.
Mm-hmm.
Now ask her other questions.
So she feels it's going to be a forced sale?
Yes. Yeah, she's saying that she mentioned sale. When you asked about the house, first thing she said is selling it. And then she said something about it's not going to be something that you guys are going to want. It feels to me like it's going to be something forced.
Right.
Uh-huh. Who did she feel it's going to be forced from?
Well, I know that, I have to admit, you know, I know about the brother and the things that are happening with all that kind of stuff. So I, yeah, you know,
can't
I...
can't really
I,
read
I,
me. You can't really
yeah,
read
I,
that.
Well, no, I wouldn't read that anyway because that wouldn't be full of, that wouldn't be in, for integrity for me, you know, because I already
right,
know about
right.
it, so I don't want to. But right. I did not know about the sale and I didn't know about the forced sale. So that is
right.
something that I got from her.
Right. So what else does she feel?
Let me see. She's talking about, I don't know how your health is, but she's talking about, I don't know if there's something to do with your blood pressure or your blood or something like that, but she's talking about your health. Take care of your health.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because she feels someone's upsetting me.
Yeah, but it's a little bit more than that. It's almost like this is adding to it, but there's something previous to all of this stuff that's been going on.
and it could have been just developing, but she's saying take care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't predict illness or anything like that, but it feels to me like there's already been something going on.
Uh-huh. And what else does she feel?
Well, your guides are requesting that you find an outlet. That you find an outlet for all the stress, find an outlet for you to do. So exercise or get moving or walking or something, but there's a request for you to find a way to release the stress because it's actually putting a lot of pressure on your heart and on your chest area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been exercising, so maybe that's what's
good. Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And what does she feel the outcome's going to be? Does she have any outcome?
From what I'm feeling is that there will be something positive coming from this. You guys mm-hmm. will probably not get as much as you were hoping to get because of the actions of certain people, and we'll just leave it at that.
Right.
My feeling is that the in the long run, this will be a positive outcome. But the bigger thing that she says is do what you need to do to fight for your peace, but let this uh-huh. go when it's done. Just let
uh-huh.
it go. Like, for her, this isn't important. Like, she would rather you guys be, you know, together and bonding and using this time to kind of come together. It's really bothering her that there's such a dissonance, that there's so much pain and everything being caused just because of money. Really bothering
uh-huh.
her.
Yeah, what does she feel about my other brother?
Is he far away or is he distant? It feels like there's a little bit of distance.
What do you mean
and
by
could
distant?
Just be,
distant?
Well, I don't know if he's physically distant or if he's emotionally distant, but there's some sort of distance.
So what does she feel?
Okay. Well, she wishes that all of you guys would come together. She wishes that she feels bad that her passing has caused this much pain. So she wants everyone to come together. But she's saying that he's got a lot on top of him, that he's stressed out or there's something going on with him, like there's a lot on top of him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't really want to, like, go through, I don't want to put everyone's dirty laundry out on the air, especially,
yeah.
you know, all of this.
Right.
But she said he's dealing with a lot, and not just
uh-huh.
the death, but there's more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. So, she feels we should sell the house?
Well, she feels it's going to happen. She says it's going
to
happen.
We're going to be forced to do it. She doesn't,
at
she
some
doesn't
point.
Feel that I can, that I should keep the house.
Well, she thinks you should, but she's saying that even though you want to, it may not be an option. She's actually working to see if she can help.
Uh-huh.
Even though we see the future, it's always changeable. If she can, you know, if energies can change things and make things a little bit better.
Right. So she feels that way. So what is she? Okay, so she feels that she's going to help us keep the house.
She's going to do what she can. She doesn't know that how much she can do. She's going to do what she can.
Right.
She's talking about is it your son, the one that had the issues with the other person?
Uh-huh.
So she's mentioning him, and she's saying that he's depressed. She's saying that he's got a lot of anxiety, but he's also very depressed.
Over what's going on, yeah. Uh-huh.
But she's a little bit worried about him.
Uh-huh. Because she doesn't
want him to
be upset.
Is he, I don't know, I mean, I don't know how old he is, but is he medicating in any way?
What I mean by that
is he doing anything to kind of take his mind off things?
Yeah, exercise and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's not it. But and she might just be worried that he's going to turn to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that she's a little worried about him.
Yeah. Yeah, is she worried about all of us?
She's worried about everybody, but she's especially worried about him.
Oh, my son? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, because it's a whole thing. Okay, yeah. So, I see.
She said if she had her say, she would tell everybody to knock it off. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't let it. She would never let this go on now it is.
No, and she's saying if she could get one word to the other party is to let this go, just to settle it and let it go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Any other questions for her?
Right.
You know, about your business or?
Oh, yeah. How's my business going to go?
It feels to me like there's a need to push it a little bit more. There's a need to kind of continue on. There's some things that need to happen that need to take place, and it feels to me like there's an encouragement for you to push it forward even more, because within that action, you'll create more success. But at the moment,
right,
it feels like you're limiting yourself a little bit.
Uh-huh. So I should push more in it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
So you have to read my sister after all this time.
Fun. Hopefully I'll get to meet her in person sometime.
Yeah, you come meet her in person. Now, my niece is in the room. What's going to happen with my niece?
Is she there? I need to tap into her energy.
Oh, she wants to say hello to you.
Here, talk to Shannon.
Okay, Shannon. Her name's Alana. Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you have anything that you'd like to ask?
What's in my future?
Well, that's a little vague.
Yeah.
You're what?
And career-wise, what is it? Will I find the path or will I not?
Well, I mean, you're barely discovering yourself, right? So there's, right now, it's almost like you're in that awakening process where you're discovering who you are. So I do feel like you're going to be going through several different things before you actually find your path. But I do feel like you have a really big heart and that you're really good at helping people. And I feel like a lot of people come to you and they probably, you know, unload their problems on you, or they are there and they want help from you. So my feeling is you'd be really good at guiding people, and however that happens. But and helping people and guiding really does feel like it would be a good thing for you. People feel good around you, and they feel the amazing energy that comes from you. And so anything that has to do with helping or guiding people, you're going to be very successful at.
Ah, very cool. Thank you so much. That's about all I have.
Okay.
Were you thinking about going into, can I ask her, was she thinking about going into medicine, or was there any sort of thing that was connected to medicine?
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, I was actually thinking about going into medicine.
Okay, because the encouragement is to go forward with that.
Really?
I know that
okay,
it's a lot of schooling, but I'm hearing encourage her to go forward with medicine.
Interesting. Good to know. All righty. Anything else from?
At the moment, I think that's it, but definitely keep moving forward with medicine. You'll be really great at it.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
All right. So Shannon Redd, my family, on BBS Radio. And anyway, Shannon is going to be here live in person in about when she's available. You'll come over, have a home dinner. You'll come by and we'll do the show live like we used to at LA Talk Radio. Now, I was going to ask you a question. Because we were talking about politics. What do you feel about our political leaders?
Well, you know, I mean, right now is a really good energy. It's a discovery energy. And so it feels to me like a lot of things are being discovered. Now, you know me. I don't get into politics, and I actually don't even watch TV. And people get mad at me. They're like, you need to be informed. And I'm thinking, well, no, because being informed, according to the media, is to spread fear. And I don't
right.
and I don't buy into the fear mode. But there is a discovery process happening at this moment. So my feeling is that there's going to be a lot of things leaked, and there's going to be a lot of things discovered within the
right.
next couple years. And it could rock the government pretty heavily.
Really? That's interesting, because things have been going a crazy way, you know, especially people were watching the news conference with Kanye yesterday. I just saw the end of it, and it was kind of crazy. And it's just, I feel the energy is going to be in a different way, you know, whoever takes over, you know, in, you know, the November elections. It's going to be a new energy.
Don't yeah, I do feel like there's a new energy coming in.
Yeah, that's what I feel, too. One other thing I was going to mention, folks, your class was great. I took your class, but I'm going to take more of it to get certified. And you have a theta healing class. My niece would love it. It's a neat class that you teach, theta healing, about energy and all that. And maybe you tell the folks about theta healing.
Yes, yeah, so theta healing teaches people how to heal themselves and heal others. And essentially what you do is you're removing old blocks, old energies, old things that we have in our lives that happen to us in our lives that kind of keep us from being successful. And so, I mean, you went through a day of it, but and once you go through more, it's a really life-changing course. I mean, it really does
right.
analyze every aspect of your life. And how do you shift it? How do you change it? How do you produce more in your life? I'm actually teaching theta healing. I'm going to teach the beginning part in the first weekend of November. And then
oh, okay.
I'm going to be teaching the I teach six different courses in theta healing, and so we'll be teaching all six starting the first weekend of November. So lots
I'll
of
fun. Catch up with you. I'll take it in November. I'll take the classes. Because I'll
Absolutely.
Help my niece and my sister with energy flow.
Yeah.
Now, I had a question for you about, I just, you know, moved on, as you know, from LA Talk Radio to BBS and beyond. Is it a good move?
It is a good move. I feel like there's going to be some sort of crossover. I'm not sure what that is.
Uh-huh.
But I do feel like it is a good move. I feel like you've done well. I do feel like there's going to be some shifts and changes in that move, but it's going to be a positive thing. I feel like you're really stepping into a different thing. And you and I had talked about there's going to be
right.
a point in time where it's televised, right? Where it's, you know, you're,
with TV,
you're there.
Yeah, the TV ads.
Yeah. And
yeah.
so I know, I feel that that's coming soon, the TV thing.
And we talked about also Amazon approaching me. And
yes.
And both of us working together, that'd be cool. In the Amazon.
Oh, that's
thing.
Gonna be so much fun. I'm looking that'd forward to that.
That'd be fun. I get to work with Shannon full time. That'd be great. You know, that'd be great. And one of the things I was gonna ask you about is, you know, we were talking about health. How's my health doing? How am I doing?
Well, I mean, my feeling is that your health is overall good, but there are some aspects of it that you need to pay attention to.
Okay.
And there needs to be a little bit more movement. So I don't know if you're exercising now or not, but I do feel a little bit more movement.
Uh-huh.
How's your circulation?
Well, I've been doing cardio, you know,
oh, great.
3 days
great,
a week.
Great.
Yeah, I've been, well, you know, the problem with me is I go on the bike, I get bored, but I watch the TV. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to look at the TV, even though I'm bored, and I'm going to enjoy it. Because I kind of tell myself, you got to keep to the path, you know?
Yes. Yes, and you can take classes, too, that will help you with that. But my feeling is, I don't know if you're stretching or not, but there's some circulation things going on. So get, you know, limber out a little bit more if you can, stretch
okay.
a little bit more, because the blood needs to flow a little bit better.
Oh, definitely. I agree with you. And now, I got a letter today from the spiritual organization I belong to, and minister was fired, okay? And that was kind of odd because he's a director of the, you know, he's in the Association USA, I was wondering about that. That was kind of an odd thing that happened, because usually they don't get fired, you know.
Yeah, it feels like something inappropriate happened.
I think so too. Because I talked to him on a one-on-one, and it just felt like he's not telling me the truth. And we're gonna have another organization out of Jure. Can you imagine? We started with one. Now there's two. Then there'll be three. There'll be four. We're gonna have a Valley group, which is good. And also in Redondo Beach, you're gonna have a group, which is good. And then I told people about your Theta Healing, and I've got you two candidates for that, and I got another one I'm working on for the Theta Healing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
I wanted to mention.
Sorry about that. I wanted to mention, you know, besides the psychic thing and besides the mediumship and talking to spirits, you know, I do a lot of healing work, and it's not just the movement of energy, but I do have the capability of, even over the phone, going into somebody's body energetically and moving things physically, whether it be in the brain or whether it be in the body. And I've been working, especially since Route 91, I've been working with a lot of PTSD people who have had PTSD or traumas, and moving that out of the brain. And so we've been healing the survivors. We've been healing other people with just moving things out of the brain. And so even when I'm over the phone with somebody, they can feel me right there, and they can feel the healing happening. And so that is the most amazing part of, you know, what we do is actually healing and having people being able to feel it over the phone.
Well, you know, when we're talking about my mom, and you gave me some energy, I felt instantaneously that day. You remember? You were offering energy,
yes.
And I felt it. It was unbelievable. Then when we went to your house for the Theta Healing, it was unbelievable. I felt better. And, you know, it's funny, when I got home, I fell asleep after all that. I fell asleep after that day. It was just...
Most people do.
I needed to feel that energy. And people were very nice. And the guy with the... there was a gentleman that has a product. I never heard back from him, but I guess he's doing okay with his product. Remember the group
had?
Yeah, he's a very dynamic guy. And then we had a nice group, and very similar in our backgrounds, you know. It was very similar. And one other thing I was going to mention to you is that we're going to do our Sedona thing soon. So we're waiting for our sponsor to... to pick up the tab, and I'd love you to go with us when we go to Sedona. My niece has never been there.
Let me know.
She'd love it. Sedona, they have the vortex of the energy. You know, it'd be nice for her to go. You know, for that.
We could record in some of the vortexes and see what we feel.
Oh yeah, that would be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. And of course, you got to bring your son. You got to come.
Oh yes.
He's our little leader. He got to come. And one other thing I was going to mention, folks, they asked me about, I've got a new car new car. I got it at a crazy car deal. And it's a broker that, you know, gets, he's in with all the dealerships in L.A. And what I got for the car is amazing. $325 a month, 3 years. And on good credit. So that was amazing. It's with car. By the way, let me give their number out. I got to get my glasses. Their number is 562-673-6949. As for Gabriel, and he's the auto broker. If you want to look him up online, www.crazycardeal.com. And I think he'll be very happy that Cameron sent you. Okay? Yeah, he's very gifted. And getting car. He was the nephew of the lady that used to work at LA Talk Radio. You know, the Nina. It's Nina's nephew. So it's funny. I leave the station, they follow me, right? It's funny.
Yes.
And it is funny. And one other thing I was going to mention shortly is what we're going to do is for the holiday, we're going to do October, you know, for Halloween. Maybe I should do it in the South Bay. Go to Kiss's restaurant, and we go. It's all right by you anyway. in El Segundo. So that's not far from you.
It's called Kisses?
No, Kiss. What's his name? Oh, God. He's the guy with the, he takes out his lips from Kiss. He's an older guy. But he opened a restaurant, and he's got 30 of them around the country. And what they do is they do rock and roll music. And then when Kiss plays a concert, he shows you the live coverage of where they're at. It's Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, we should totally go.
Yeah, it's real close. And by the way, I heard you guys now have a Norm's that opened in up in Carson. Have you been there?
Yes. Well, they haven't opened it yet, but it is there.
Yeah, I was when I was getting lost in that area, I saw Norm's. In fact, Norm's is open in Encino out here. It's a great place. You know, it's not very expensive. You go there after, you know, like we used to after the show, and it's a very neat place to talk and get food, and very good food at that. You know, so we'll go. Well, I'll take you there and the other places out in that area. And then I met a gal who did my hair at the JCPenney in Carson when I was going to Mexico, and I talked about her, and she's got four clients from when I talked to her about her on the radio. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I just said she's good, positive. You got to go to her. She's got four people. And, one other thing with my life. Anybody in the past coming back? Am I going to be in a renewal program? Or what's happening with me?
Well, you do have a female from the past that either has come back or is coming back, but I definitely do feel like there's a female that's poking her head around. It feels to me like a renewed energy, so there's a good positive possibility for that.
Uh-huh. Well, because I got, it's really funny, I was helping out a gal, you know, from Utah, and, you know, giving her Juray, and then she had a back problem, same like I had. Isn't that weird? Same area. And I told her, I said, don't let it waste around. You got to take care of it. And I said, you know, even though it's painful right now, it gets worse if you don't take care of it. So she called me, you know, and I told her, I said, you got to take care of it. And I feel good. Actually, Shannon, I feel the best I've felt in a long time.
That is wonderful.
I just feel better, you know, because I have the exercise and then with this new radio thing. And then other things that are happening. I went to a seminar last night for real estate, and the guy was very nice. It was for the, you know, the no money down thing when you buy a property.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those things I went to. But they had over 1,000 people in that room. I don't know how they put them in that room. It was at the Sportsman's Lodge. But they're very nice, and you know what? I'm going to do the program because it was free. And if I'm able to, you know, get homes like that, why not? You know, I could help people out that way. So it sounds like a neat program. Now, I have a question for you. My friend, I'll give you a couple. Susie Hamilton has had some health issues. Is she going to be okay?
Yes, but she's actually having these health issues to, I believe, it feels like to slow her down, but it also feels like a redirection, like she needs to redirect her life.
Really interesting. Yeah, because we went with some friends, and she almost fainted a couple of times. So I think there's time for her to heal. And my sister has a question.
Yes.
My sister's back in the room.
Shannon, I want to know about my husband, what's going on for him.
In which direction? Tell me in health, career, something. Give me a direction.
Life, in life. Life-wise.
Your what life?
Yeah, in life.
Yeah, but in life, in what direction?
Business,
career, health,
and personal health.
Is he tired a lot?
Yeah.
It feels to me like he's not absorbing very many vitamins. I don't know what his diet is like, but it does feel to me like he's not getting the nutrition he needs, and he's really stressed out. So there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of not enough eating. And if he's eating well, then there's something that he's not absorbing, so he may need to do a cleanse. But my feeling is that he's emotionally tired as well. So I don't know if he's thinking about retiring or if there's some sort of new direction or something else he would like to do, maybe even in addition to what he's doing or go in a different direction. But it does feel to me like there's a need for a life change.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't have to be drastic. It just, there needs to be a change in his, in him, in his schedule, in his path, and something that has to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Work-wise, I feel the same thing, that there needs to be, he needs a change. He needs something shifting in his life. My feeling also is that he needs to feel important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's not feeling very important or if he's just, you know, feeling overworked and unappreciated. But there is a need for him to feel or to be made to feel more important. There's also a need for the two of you to rekindle what was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's too much comfort.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should take a 4-day weekend at Palm Springs.
There you go.
They're Palm Springs.
I'm actually going to be teaching a course that's called We've Said I Do, Now What? And it's
for the people who've been married.
Uh-huh. And then I'm going to do ones for people who are engaged. We're going to say Before I Say I Do. And we'll lay the ground
like that.
Rules and we'll heal. And yeah, so I have some courses coming.
Oh, good. And by the way, we got to mention, how do people contact you? Give out your website?
Yes, I have my website, shannonleishner.com. I'm also on Facebook, Shannon Leishner, and if you don't know how to spell Leishner, it's Leischner, and I'm Shannon, Shannon. Facebook, Twitter, all of those kind of things, and then you can also text me, 310-503-9380, and if you mention this show, I'll give you a discount on your first reading.
Very nice. See, people out there? She's going to give you a discount. So people in Cupertino, San Lorenzo, all over San Francisco, and now we got the Bay Area solidly, and it's going to be fun to go up there. Next year we're going to do the Gay Pride. You'll go up with us for the Gay Pride Parade. We're supposed to do that next year. This year too much stuff, but next year the Gay Pride Parade. You have anything else to ask, Shannon?
Yeah,
anything else?
That's it.
All right, so... Hey, boy, that's boy. They're right to the point.
Shannon, I got so much stuff going on.
Yes, I know. But you know what? Things will improve. You just got to keep taking steps forward. No matter what, keep moving forward.
Yeah, she's right.
It's true. Because I took care of my mom for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah. Now it's time for you. It's time for you to develop what you want, and just keep moving forward.
Well, that's why I think she wants me to take care of myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. That's all good. It's all very good. Remember we had that angel, that lady that read the angel when my mom died? We had that lady.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was a funny episode. And she wants to come back. She wants to come back on the show. It's funny. Anyway, we're going to have Carmela, your favorite. We'll have you both over for dinner.
Yeah.
We'll have Carmela over, and she does hypnosis.
Uh-huh.
And she's wonderful. We'll have Carmela over. She's wonderful.
If we all go out for dinner and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I want to give Carmela a shout-out because the day that I got shot at Las Vegas, I actually had... Emotionally, I was just a mess. And it was like 5 or 6 in the morning. I don't even remember the time. And and she called me. And we talked. And she sat there on the phone with me for hours talking me through it. And she's really good at hypnosis. If anybody needs to know a good hypnotist, she's NLP. But she's really good at what she does.
Yeah.
And she sat there with me, and she helped me through the whole process. Even a couple weeks after, several months later, she's always been there to help me through that process.
Right.
Because, healers sometimes also need help. And so
right.
We can heal ourselves, but sometimes it helps to have other people, you know, kind of step in, especially when something so traumatic happens. So big shout out to Carmela. I love her. She's amazing.
She is a wonderful, wonderful lady. And now you made it through that bullet shot. You know, that whole thing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then the hotels wanted you not to claim. I think it was.
They don't want to claim any responsibility for anyone that got shot, which is wrong.
Yeah, the hotels are actually suing the survivors right now.
That's unreal. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
it's crazy because everyone's gone through such a traumatic period in their lives. From that.
Yeah, so most of the survivors and all of their families now are now boycotting MGM because of it. Because
I don't blame them.
Who sues children, right?
Right,
and
that's crazy.
And who sues people
that
got shot?
Right.
Like the families of the survivors, right?
Right, who sues anybody
and
that
you
goes
know what
through
they,
that? Yeah.
And the thing that they said was, we remained in the line of fire, that's why we were hit.
No.
Wow,
how
crazy.
Would you know?
Which
how
is the most
know?
Ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told my sister about you when she got shot. And my cousin was with the police force over there, my cousin Cynthia. Mm-hmm. I told her about you, and she said, it was amazing that you went through that and survived it, and now are back together, because that would have took me for a loop, you know, that whole situation. But anyway, we're going to have Shannon back. And then next week we're going to have our minister, you know, Tania. She's going to tell us about the world, what's going to happen with the world next week. Tania from Canada going to call me in. Anyway, thank you so much for helping me out with the show. We'll have you here live, and you get to meet my sister live. And then talk to Carmel. We'll have her here. It'll be fun.
Anytime. We'll work it out and we'll make it happen.
Oh yeah, definitely. Anyway, thank you so much. Have a very nice evening. We want to tell all the listeners that we'll be on the air next Friday from 8 to 9, and we appreciate everyone calling in. And this is Cameron's Live with Cameron. Now I have a new name on the BBS Rit Network. But we're here Fridays. If you want to call us, please do. Anyway, have a good evening. And good night from Los Angeles.